Good morning. It is time for our weekly visit with Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska. As we talk about the markets, and let's dive right into it. We've been watching the dead cat bounce here for a couple of weeks, and Roy, give us the latest on that.
Well, we see the harvest low on October 4th, and I watch Midwest Farmers Co-op here in Cass County. That's where I take my triggers from, so their price was $9.66 on that day, and beginning then on the 5th, the price started working up, and until on the 20th, which is Wednesday of this week, the cash bid was $11.17. So that's a bounce of $1.51. That's a in terms of historic, that's pretty much the fastest and the biggest we've ever seen the bounce off of the harvest low. So we're actually now it's like 13 trading days after the harvest low at $1.51. The market was down a little bit yesterday. The cash bid was down a dime yesterday, but then the overnight trade now it's recovered some of that. So basically we fulfilled the requirements of the dead cat bounce, and people that have beans to sell, it's time to start pulling the trigger on some of those sales.
We were talking about the qualifications of the dead cat bounce before. Like you said, over a dollar off the harvest low, and then 10 days of higher prices. And I had a question earlier this week, do they have to be 10 continuous days? And I guess based on what you said, the answer would be no, huh?
The answer is no, they don't have to be 10 continuous days, but if the market pulls back like it did on Thursday of this week, yesterday, it can't go back below that harvest low, or else we have to start counting over. And I guess the other thing I would say is that these criteria were developed by me. They're not in a textbook anywhere. They're not in an economics book or anything. It's just a matter that I've been watching this for over 20 years, and these guidelines have served me very well in terms of giving me an idea when it's time to sell cash soybeans.
Sure.
Can you explain why you use the cash bids, like in your case, Midwest Co-op, versus watching the futures prices when you're looking at the dead cat pounce?
Well, I actually watch both, but I take my cues off of the cash for the simple reason that as the rally continues, we normally see basis improvement. And when we see basis improvement, that means that harvest pressure is letting up a little bit. The buyers are strengthening their cash bids, and as long as we're seeing a basis improvement, there's probably no big hurry to make sales. So I watch that, and if we see this rally starting to weaken, and then we also see the basis starting to weaken, that's a sign that we're probably getting pretty close to the top. And we haven't seen that yet. In fact, we saw the basis improve by a nickel one day this week. So that's probably a sign that that the demand is still there, and you don't need to actually jump in and sell everything, but probably a good time to sell something.
How about any comments on what's going on in the corn market? Like you said, just tremendous demand for soybeans, and I'd say the demand for corn is still up there too, isn't it?
Well, it is. The corn market's a little harder to judge because we don't see the same criteria for corn that we do for soybeans. And my old theory used to be that if you're going to sell soybeans, sell corn too, but take your trigger off of the soybean market, not off the corn market now. We're still pretty heavily into harvest with corn. Corn yields are good. My yields weren't as good as I had hoped for. They certainly weren't as good as in 2009, but there's still a lot of corn out there, and we probably got another week of pretty heavy harvest pressure on corn, and that's going to maybe keep a lid on the basis improvement on corn as opposed to soybeans.
All right. Let's just kind of wrap up here this morning. Roy, any final thoughts, things that we should be watching for as we go in the next couple of weeks and work our way towards November?
Well, we'll be watching continue to watch for more basis improvement and just keep watching this dead cat bounce. And normally we see at least 3 weeks, and we're a couple days short of that yet, so I'm not too worried about having to get right in there and sell everything. So I'll be looking for some really strong day next week to add to cash soybean sales. And with corn, I've got the corn put away in the bin and locked up, and just gonna wait for harvest pressure to be over before I start thinking about making any sales there.
For folks that want more information from you, several ways to do that.
Roy@soyroy.com, my email address, soyroy.com, my website.
Good enough, sir. We'll let you go for today and talk to you next week.
I'll look forward to it.
Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, and an update on the markets on KTIC.